The Home Depot has yet to agree to WABE's interview requests, but in a statement emailed earlier this week, the company repeated its plan to move to a model based on computer chips and personal identification numbers. Martin Fisher says that's good because the current system for collecting payments is old-fashioned.
The technology that we're using on credit cards is 50 years old. It was never designed to really be secure.
Fisher is an IT security manager for a large institution in Metro Atlanta. He says the so-called chip and PIN model is much safer and less likely to be hacked.
The person will present the credit card, enter their PIN number, and it's all encrypted and it's all cryptographically secure. That would make the point-of-sale system much less of a target.
Home Depot confirmed the security breach earlier this week. The company says it's working with the Secret Service to try to get to the bottom of this matter. On Wednesday, Ashley Noto walked out of the Home Depot on Sydney Marcus Boulevard in Atlanta with a small bag in her hand. She used her card to make her purchase.
I thought about it when I checked out, but I used my American Express, and American Express is typically, I feel, you know, more security aware than MasterCard and Visa, so that's why I chose my American Express card.
Before he walked into the same Home Depot, Justin Hergis didn't know about the security breach. He was going to pay with a credit card, but he quickly changed his mind.
I'm going to go get the cash and then come back and pay with cash.
Home Depot says it plans to move to the chip and PIN model before October 2015. The company says it will also offer free identity protection services for customers possibly affected by this breach. John Lawrence, WABE News.